Section 3. You will hear a conversation between two students about working on an assignment together. First, you will have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully to the conversation and answer questions 21 to 25.
Josh! So glad I caught up with you.
Hi, Moya. Yeah, I was going to call you later.
About the assignment. I think we need to organise ourselves.
Yes. I'm so glad I got teamed with you, as I haven't really grasped the process we have to write about.
Well, I don't think it's as complicated as you think. We just need a flowchart to show the whole process. One side, the right-hand side, can be about the export of fresh fruit and veg and its distribution to EU hubs, and the other, left-hand side, can look at the distribution process in Britain.
Brilliant! That will make it much easier. So on the top left, we start with the exporters. We've got the exporters in developing countries and, of course, EU countries as well, who all sell their fresh fruit and veg in countries all around the EU.
Right. But before they leave their country of origin, all the fruit and veg need to be sorted in terms of top or lower quality produce and then washed and packed in crates so they are ready for the export market.
Okay. So that's the second step in our chart. Now, the next thing is that the produce is shipped to EU distribution hubs, such as Rotterdam port in the Netherlands or to Belgium. Only the highest quality, most expensive produce is sent as air freight. That's right, isn't it?
Yes. Most is shipped to ports like Rotterdam, where it can be easily distributed to wholesalers in various European countries for sale in shops. Most of it goes to Germany and the UK, as they're the two biggest importers of fresh fruit and vegetables in the EU.
Right. So now we're on the top right-hand side of our flowchart, aren't we?
Yes. From here we're looking at how produce is shipped into British ports and then collected in large warehouses that act as distribution hubs for all the big supermarkets.
Does anything happen to the produce before it's sent out to the supermarkets?
Yes, it does. Most of it is unpacked from the export crates and then packed into smaller retail packaging. So beans come in 200-gram packets, or avocados are packed in twos, and so on and so forth.
Is any of the produce processed in any way, or is it just repackaged?
Well, you might get things like salad leaves packaged in ready-to-use bags, and of course some other minimal processing, such as slicing. You know, like sliced mushrooms or carrots.
Got that. So now we're on to the final step. And that's getting all the produce delivered to supermarkets so that consumers can buy them.
Yes. The final stage is loading all the packaged fresh fruit and veg into refrigerated lorries so they can be transported by road to supermarkets where people can buy them.
You now have some time to read questions 26 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 26 to 30.
Brilliant. This flowchart will definitely help us organise the assignment. So how do you think we should divide it up?
I think the first thing we need to do is write an introduction. One that gives a good overview of the whole topic.
I can start on that. I've got the bare bones of it all here with our chart.
Okay. I think we also need to do some more in-depth research on the various processes. We know what areas we want to write about, but it would be good to have more information on them all. I think I might start with what the exporters do with produce.
I think I'll start from the other end and do some more research into how supermarkets get the goods into shops. If I get in touch with one of the supermarket managers in our area, I could get some first-hand information about some of the problems they face.
That's an excellent idea. Another thing we should think about is presenting the data. We don't want it to look shoddy and unprofessional.
You're right. I think it'll look really good if we get some of our facts and figures into graphs. That will make our data look really scholarly, and it also has a good visual impact.
Definitely. The good thing is that we're not too pressed for time at the moment, as we've got another 4 weeks before we have to hand the project in. I propose getting a plan together today. We should put it down on paper, and then we can tick things off as we get them done.
I agree. I think we should spend the next 2 weeks getting the first draft done.
That's pushing it a bit, I think. The hardest part is getting the first draft done, so I'd prefer it if we gave ourselves 3 weeks to get it done. It's a lot of work.
All right, then. You're probably right. It would be better to make sure the bulk of the work is done and that the first draft is up to scratch. I'm sure we can polish it all up and get it ready to be presented in a week.
Before we write everything up into a final draft, though, I'd like someone to look over it to make sure we've got everything right. Have you got any ideas about who to ask? How about your dad? He's a teacher, right?
I don't think this is really his field. He teaches art. Why don't we ask someone taking the subject who's in the year above us and knows what the tutors expect from this kind of assignment? Charles Fenn is really friendly. I'm sure he'd be a better choice than my dad.
The head prefect? You're right. He would be a good choice. We'll ask him as soon as we have the first draft ready, then.
Great. That's settled, then. So let's get on with it.
That is the end of Section 3. You will have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4.